to the caving universe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for joining our show. And, man, what a crazy week it's been.
What a crazy week. Yes, yes. I definitely agree.
Yeah, of course, it was my my birthday weekend last week. We got mosquitoes flying around here.
Oh, yes.
It's mosquito season.
The skeeters are out.
Yeah, the skeeters are out. Damn skeeters.
We need to check the skeeter meter.
The skeeter
meter. You know
meter?
What that is?
No.
It's like something that like the news like comes out with when like, you know how we got like a bunch of rain and stuff in Texas? And so, of course, like the mosquitoes come out after the rain. So literally, like the news will like report like the skeeter meter. Like once all the rain's over, all the mosquitoes are going to come. So, of course, it's going to be super bad.
Yeah, yeah. Texas is bad, man. Got
Texas is pretty shitty.
Yeah. Damn. I lost my voice. As I said, this past week was my birthday weekend. And we went and saw Tim Dillon.
Yeah, we did.
So, I lost my voice screaming.
Yeah. Honestly, it was the first comedy show I've ever been to, and honestly, I want to go back. I want to go back to plenty.
Cool.
To
I need to stop
plenty
messing
more.
With the mic. Last time I messed with the mic, everyone can hear when I mess with the mic.
It's fine.
But no, it was really fun. I mean, and the Marcelo, he was pretty good.
The Marcelo Hernandez?
I feel bad. I don't know what the opening guy's name was. But he was funny.
Yeah, he was like a local comic. Yeah, so basically, like, we saw Tim Dillon. Can we say where, right? And like...
Well, yeah, San Antonio.
Okay, so yeah, San Antonio.
Man.
That's all. I was like, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. But yeah, so San Antonio, La Falla Comedy Club.
Yeah,
what a great experience.
It was awesome.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got these Ray-Bans here, I haven't taken them off since you got them for me for my birthday. Yeah. So that's where we're at right now.
The spoiled.
No, but it was really fun. And but yeah, and then we actually planned to do the podcast from the hotel room. And yeah, that didn't work out too well because, you know, after the show, we ended up going to a shrimp club.
Yeah.
You know, so that was quite an experience. You know, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I'm 28. I turned 28 years old.
Yeah.
And it took me 28 years to go to my first, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
The Gentleman's
Cabaret
Club.
Yeah. And now I know why, because all that money spent and we saw... five pairs of tits?
Maybe, yeah. We were lucky enough. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there was that one. She had some big old titties.
Oh, yeah.
But just because they were fake. It was fake, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I was just saying, I've never seen, like, those big fake things before
I know.
In my face. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, no, I mean, more in yours, but, you know, I mean, you enjoyed it, too.
I so did, yeah.
It was
yeah,
a great
it was
couple's
pretty
experience.
It honestly, was real. I'm glad we did it together.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, because that's the thing. I would never, I don't know, I guess just going with dudes, it just seems weird because it just seems like we're just... just a group of creeps going to like you know
yeah
you know, it's like
and then honestly there was a lot of other couples there.
Yeah, exactly. I think couples are the way to go with those.
Yeah, couples is like the obviously like couples go in there for like you know, I guess you could say obvious reasons. Some of them like have like this like I guess a fetish, you can say. Like some people I've heard, like I've read in articles and stuff, that like couples will go to a strip club just because it like basically will like, it's kind of like a...
like ignite them.
Ignites, yeah, like the...
type of erotica.
Exactly, like so they can go home and obviously...
aphrodisiac, yeah.
Yeah, so they can go home and, you know, perform, you know, to each other, I guess you could say.
Mine is more of just, I don't know.
It was just a fun experience.
You know?
A form of entertainment.
Yeah,
is how
it was
I
just
see it.
Yeah, it was just cool. Like, hey, you know, why don't we just, you know, go over here? It's
and
right
did
next
you know,
door.
I couldn't even get in by myself if I wanted to. I would have to be accompanied by a male. You have
really?
To in those places. Yeah, it's weird.
Interesting.
It's like girls can't just go in there, you know? But I don't know.
Well, I guess safety though. Safety is an issue because
that's true.
There's a bunch of creeps in there.
Yeah. Remember when we were walking in and there was like this couple fighting outside?
Yeah, I know.
But it looked like two dudes.
Yeah, a lot of bad evil energy in those places.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that's why we just got in, and got out.
Got in.
Spent the fucking too much money and got out.
Too much money for basically what we got. Not
just,
enough.
Like I said, just a couple dances and
two
drinks.
Two drinks. That's like one of each, not two each.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this week.
That's the most expensive Red Bull vodka I've ever had in my
life. Oh, right? Fuck that. Jesus Christ.
I can make it. I can make it for like half the price at home.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, so then, we got back to the hotel room, and of course, you know, we
just crashed.
Went to bed.
Just crashed out.
So yeah, and then I woke up with my voice, you know,
trashed.
And that's where we're at right now. But no, it was a fun weekend. You know, Tim Dillon, he had a great show in San Antonio. And then I guess Tim Dillon realized the fucking mosquitoes came out, the flies came out, all the fucking wasps from hell came out. And then,
you know about those.
Yeah, exactly. Got a little, as soon as it hit 100 degrees in Texas, everyone was like, you know what? I think I just moved because of the pandemic. LA's open again. New York's open again. Let me just go back.
Like, what a waste of time.
What a bunch of fucking quitters.
I even was like,
what a bunch of quitters. I love you, Tim Dillon, but still.
You just got here like a month ago.
I know.
In Texas. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just ready to pack up and leave.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. But, you know, it's just the way it goes. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. Probably because, like, you realize once you get out of these big cities in Texas that, hey, racism and prejudice still fucking exists in small town Texas. And it makes me sick, but... You know, it is what it is. You know, there's people out in the middle of nowhere in rural areas that talk to 20 people a day and don't get on the internet and just watch Fox News all day. And then, you know, that's what they're
CNN.
Into. Yeah, exactly.
Or no, Fox, you're right.
Yeah, Fox News all day. Yeah. You know what I mean, you got one controlled by China, one controlled by Russia. Which one do you want, people? Just listen to me. I got all the knowledge in the world. I'm just kidding. I'm a dumb fuck. Don't listen to me. But I'll entertain you, my scarred voice.
all the rustiness in your voice.
Yeah.
Hold on, take a drink this week.
The Faygo.
Or Faygo, yes. I was literally just going to say that. I was like, oh, let me take
it. Yeah, Faygo. I mean, we finally found a store that sells these.
Yeah, we got pineapple watermelon here.
And pineapple orange.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
While we're on snacks, what is this?
Oh, the Candy Kaboom.
I found this somewhere.
Yeah, we found this in a store somewhere, and I was like, oh, we should. This is what we were talking about last episode, so
yeah,
it made sense.
Kaboom.
I just destroyed mine. Let's try this. This is going to be an ASMR segment right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are Pop Rocks. Candy Kaboom Pop Rocks.
Let's see. So what do? It says open.
So let's try this. You just twist it.
Wait, what?
You just twist. Oh, shit. What the fuck is this?
What?
What is this?
This is literally just like what we just tried.
Yeah. What the hell?
So are they like sour or something or what?
No, I think it's just like exploding candy.
Oh, wait. Oh. Oh, whoa. What is this?
Oh, it's like Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all hard and shit. I don't think this is safe.
Is this okay for our intestines? Well,
maybe not. Maybe let's not eat the one on top because the one on top looks like, what the fuck is that? I'm sorry, the one right next to you.
Let's see here.
The hell is going on here, people?
I know. I'm like over here trying to figure this out. Hold on. Okay.
I like that coming out. There we go.
Alright, we'll just try it like this.
Shot glasses. Wow. What? Hold on, let's see. I'm trying to get a better one.
Ready? I'm gonna lick it.
Is he gonna dump it all? Whoa.
This is better than Pop Rocks.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
All right.
This is like a cool little entertaining snack.
Whoa. Let me turn my mic up. Whoa.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. It's tickling my mouth. Tickling my mouth. This is crazy, people. Anyway, so that's that. Oh, man. Well, let's get the show on the road. What else we got today going on, baby? Thank you, everybody. We're back. Second episode back. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Now, Kaylin, what you got? Okay. I really need to change those out. I will by next episode.
Honestly, I have one thing to say, and this is the only way I want to start off this podcast. I know we've been going for a few minutes, but Texas just does not have its shit together.
Why do you say that?
You're trying to tell me that this ERCOT company that we have talked about previously before, if you have not seen our past episode, Texas Snow Days, we talked about ERCOT and how they cannot handle the cold weather, obviously, right? You got people freezing in their homes and shit. Now you got people sweating balls in their homes because ERCOT came out and said that during the day that you should be... So look at this here. So this is what they want their thermostat recommendations to be. Get a load of this. They want you to set it to 78 degrees... While you're home, right? While you're home trying to enjoy yourself. While it's 100 degrees outside, they want you to set your thermostat to 78, 85 when you're away, and 82 when you're asleep.
How about you go f***? That's what I say to that.
Honestly. And then there's like some people are like obviously getting a kick about it because people made so many memes when it was the snow. And now like it's like how dare you? You know, like people literally... froze in their homes just a few months ago, and now you're telling people that they can't even use like their ACs like again.
These big business people, man, these big men in suits, they're fucking
And people are wondering when Greg Abbott is going to do something about it.
Yeah, the higher position you get and the more money you make, the less you care about people, and the, apparently you just become a dumb fuck.
Yeah, does Greg Abbott drive?
I mean,
but still, you can drive.
Hot Wheels over there.
The Hot Wheels. Yes.
He drives a Hot Wheel.
Yes.
Yeah, dealing with the wrong fucking issues. Why don't you deal with real fucking issues instead of worry about what people do with their fucking bodies? Do some real shit. Anyway.
That's why he's going to get voted out of office.
Fuck that guy.
Okay.
Oh, shocking content.
Okay, so.
Election. You're talking about the election. We can't have that.
When is it time for the governors to get
I know, but if you talk anything about anything, it could the flag that you're swaying.
Then
election.
I'm talking about the governor?
Yeah, do I, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, there's fucking millions of freaking bots out there that are made for that purpose. But guess what?
They don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Anyway, what you got for me?
Okay, so this 6-year-old in Florida accidentally ate a marijuana gummy and basically ended up in the hospital the entire night.
Oh,
so
wow.
6 years old. So there's a picture of us. It's something called, I honestly don't want to try this, okay. Faded Fruits.
Oh,
cannabis-infused gummies, Hawaiian punch flavor. So we're looking here at a sativa gummy with 500 milligrams of THC. Basically knocked this kid out, right, because she thought she was eating some fruit gummies. And now this Florida mom who, you know, admits to eating these gummies, she takes it like, of course, like it helps with her pain and stuff. She, you know, pops a gummy before bed and she's basically urging for safer packaging. My only question is, why wasn't it just put away?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. She's literally
she's
just
trying to like make a point.
Yeah. I mean, it's the scapegoat. It's been around for, you know, since the dawn of time. She's just like, oh, it's not my fault. That person's fault. They should have not made it look like a. Like, what the fuck do you want? They shouldn't have
right?
made it look like, what do you want in a fucking Ziploc bag?
You wanted
then you'll be complaining it's not fancy enough, bitch.
Like, oh yeah, there's no labels on here.
Yeah.
There's not even any logos or anything. Like, people will always find something to complain about.
But you know what? That's an amateur. Amateur wannabe stoner. All these people out there that think it's cool to just get into it. They're not, you know, they just don't actually use it for the purpose. They use it to better themselves and use it as medicine. So they don't fucking want to, you know. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that crazy.
Yeah.
So they don't have crazy thoughts, you know, and hate their life. So, you know, these are people that just want to do it because obviously if she was, you know, a legit one, you know, you have a stash and you put it up and you know where to put it up and it's like your spot. You know, you
exactly.
don't just leave this shit out on the counter.
Yeah, you need like a cachet box or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Not that we know anything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know
what?
Anything about that.
What's a cachet box? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh man. Okay, so remember that show that I was telling you about? I started it last night. So it's a show called Manifest.
Oh my god.
And it
god.
Just it just released. So season 1 and 2 just released on Netflix, and for those
chills.
Who don't know, season
chills.
3 is on Hulu, right?
Oh,
literal
so it's
chills.
Been out.
So it's been out. So it's actually an NBC based show, right? Which I'm surprised that it's not on Peacock. It probably is, but I just probably haven't seen it. Well, basically, you can imagine that this show has, like, literally, you know, taken off so... It's been on TV before. Obviously, 3 seasons are out. And it only took off now after being on Netflix and stuff.
Right.
It's been trending number one, right?
Netflix
so, basically,
team.
Had a wild-ass week, right? With
right.
views and stuff. Today, they announced NBC canceled the freaking show. So, apparently, we're going to be left with the cliffhanger. And the creators of the show are like literally currently there's like a hashtag going on hashtag save Manifest because they're basically saying like that the viewers deserve, you know, a proper ending.
Yeah, why are they?
Why would
they, like I said,
yeah.
the higher you get, the more
yes,
fucking
like,
dumb and disconnected from society that you get. OK, why are we listening
that.
To these people?
It's like literally like your like views just shot up like record high and you're like, oh, let's just cancel it. Like, how dumb can you be? So now I'm, like, even debating. Like, of course, I still want to try and watch it, you know, because first episode last night, literally insane, right? So we find out that basically the point of the TV show is that if you haven't seen it or anything about that yet, but these people leave, you know, on a flight. The flight is missing for 5 years, and it shows, like, that it was just a normal flight, right? 3.5 hours, says it took. As the plane's approaching back in, you know, they have to do their calls and stuff like that. Well, they call and they're like, it's flight 828. And like the literally the guy on the radio is like, can you repeat your sign, you know? And then like literally like the hairs on your arm stand up because he's like, that's impossible. They get to the, you know, runway. There's cops everywhere. Cops, FBI, fucking trying to figure this shit out. And they're like, they have to announce, you've all been presumed dead. It's been 5.5 years.
We got to go back, you know, and watch that part.
Yeah, literally. I was speechless. So basically something happened, you know, and, you know, I guess we'll just figure it out, right? Yeah, because yeah. I've only been watching the first episode.
But when a show can, it can go one or two ways. When a show can pull you in that good on the first episode where it gives you chills, that's mm-hmm. usually a good sign. Or it's just like they had a really good pilot and then yeah. everything just goes to shit from there.
Especially for a person like you, because like I know like you personally cannot just like sit down and start something, you know, at yeah. you have to like kind of get pulled into it. So like I knew there were like the parts that I could show you that you'd be like, you know, freaked right, out about. Right, so yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. I really did. That was oh gosh, I can't wait to watch more. But like I said,
it makes me not really want to watch it.
Yeah.
In a way, but I still kind of do. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
I don't know.
Because I already know like there's a cliffhanger at the end of season 3, and like right now the creators don't know where they're gonna go with it. They're basically like asking these channels or whatever, I guess, you these networks to, you know, try and, you know, ask for them, I guess. Somebody will snatch them up, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they see how well they did.
If they can save Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they'll save this.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Right. You just gotta hope.
Right?
Oh, God.
Not Netflix. We're fucking Netflix is king.
Yeah, why can't Netflix pick it up? Can't they?
I mean, I don't know. Technically, I'm sure there's, like, all corporate shit and who owns it and rights and
exactly,
all this shit.
Yeah.
But I'm sure somebody will get it cleared up. Hopefully. Yeah. But
hopefully.
If
we'll
not,
see.
Then all of them are idiots.
To be continued. We'll do it like a review or something after we finish nice. It because definitely will be.
All right. Well, I mean, what was do you have any Mushroom Kingdom today?
Oh, Kim? I do have some Mushroom Kingdom.
Oh, really? You did? Yeah. I thought we were just going to do a 23andMe. I mean, we are going to do the 23andMe, of course, because me and you both did.
Yay, finally.
Our 23andMe results. So, yeah, yes. We wanted to share those results. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, but for now, let's watch some of these hilariously funny vids. Some of them are funny. Some of them are just like, yeah, but we'll see. Okay, yeah. So, for our Mushroom Kingdom this week... Let's see here. Okay. Did you ever like shop at like, you know, or wish you could shop like at Hollister, or, like Abercrombie and Fitch, Aeropostale? Did you ever wear any of those brands?
No, I was never into that because it was just, I don't know. It wasn't for me, but I always liked the Abercrombie and Fitch cologne.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Smelled good. Even Hollister cologne smelled good.
Yeah. Well, for me, like, I guess being a girl, like in middle school and stuff, it mattered, like the little sign that you had on your little polo.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
So if it had like the little Hollister sign, or if it had like the American Eagle or Aeropostale, that mattered.
I just wore like band T-shirts.
Right,
that was my coolness.
Wait, like, so did you have like free dress code all the time?
Yeah,
I'm curious. Oh, I had uniforms.
Oh, really?
That's why I bought like every color polo.
Oh wow, no, yeah. we just wore whatever the fuck we wanted.
Oh, that
yeah,
sucks.
No point.
That's
I wore, funny. I wore chains, like, they went all the way down to my knee, like, the wallet chain, but I just had it clipped to, like, my belt, and I had, like, two or three chains that went all the way down, but I only did that up till, I think they banned it when I was a sophomore.
No, and that's crazy, because, okay, well, that's what I was gonna say, because pretty sure since, like, I can remember, even in middle school, there's always been a dress code, so it was, like, polo tops, and, you had to wear a belt, your shirt
you had
to be tucked in.
You go to school in North Korea?
No.
What the hell is this? This is America, baby. We got freedom.
I know, but not as children. I don't know.
Children got no freedom, okay? Great country. Great
That's
country.
What I mean. Okay, so point of it is, this is basically, so this is like a point of view, right? It's 2005 and you walk into Hollister, right? Okay, check it out.
Oh. Excuse me, do you have this in a video? There's a
place on the corner of Cherry Street. Hey, what's up? Walk on the beach, do you have this in a medium? Medium? What's a medium? Do you want to work here?
No.
That's why I never went into those places, because that's literally so accurate.
Yeah, so wow. Basically what I was going to say earlier was that, like, you know, it mattered if you had, like, a shirt, but I personally could never shop at Hollister because they don't carry anything in large or medium. Everything is small.
Oh my God! Yeah, what a great business model. We've seen how that's worked out for them.
Yeah,
what
right.
They, what
you
are they
can't
in
even,
Ross now?
You can you can buy Hollister at your local Ross nowadays, yep. Ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Do you remember the
Skeeters? Anyway, I'm sorry. What?
Oh, never mind. Okay, let's see here.
I feel like you're going to say something good. What'd you say?
What did I, what were we talking about? Maybe I forgot. That's why I stopped.
About the Hollister. And Ross.
Oh, that I saw an article, or not an article, a picture, that there was like a brand, I think it's like, you remember that short, the store Justice? It's like a kid's store or like girls, girly store. Now they sell Justice in Walmart because Justice didn't work out.
Wow.
Which is actually really sad.
Sweet Justice.
Then like the New Boundaries. It's Walmart, right?
What?
New Boundaries, that's like their clothing brand.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it Ellen at Walmart?
Ellen, yeah, and I think so is Michael Jordan now. Or like Shaq. Remember Shaq shoes?
Yeah,
oh
I mean,
my
it's,
God.
I mean,
remember it's like, I don't wanna like a knockoff?
Of, I don't want to make
like a knockoff. Have you seen this? You know what I'm talking?
Yes.
Like Jordan was like this, right? And then Shaq was like looking down. It's like, dude, the hoop's up there. The hoop's up there.
He's shooting a free throw.
With his eyes closed.
Yeah, because he sucks at free throws.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm sorry if I ever met Shaq. He'd probably be like freaking 8 feet taller than me. I love you, Shaq. I'm sorry. Get some Papa John's later.
You can cut that out if you want, but I just wanted to say that.
Like, oh shit.
Okay, so I know we've been watching you know, the Fighter, or not Fighter and the Kid, sorry, King and the Sting, and with the good old Stevie Weeby, we've actually come to you know, like him, enjoy his presence.
I've always liked him. So, have you heard his music?
No.
It's actually pretty cool.
Does he sing?
Yeah. It's like a I don't know, like it reminds me of like I don't know. It's like out there, just out there. But like, uh-huh. I guess his
like
voice, because it's like that high pitch rap voice. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Reminds me of like, I mean, I don't even want to make a comparison.
I gotta hear.
What?
I just gotta hear it soon. Yeah. But so here's a good old video by the Theo Von posted, in honor, and all he put was Happy Asian Awareness Month, and that actually is May. So.
What is wrong with him? God, man.
But literally, just picture that.
I can't
that.
Get this booger out of my nose. Do I have a booger?
Let me see.
Do I have any bats in the cage?
Let me see. No.
Either booger or nose hair, but I feel like there's something in my nose.
Probably a nose hair. That's why you should use your new Manscaped use code. I'm
oh,
just
yeah,
kidding.
It's Manscaped use code Caven.
Use code Caven Universe. Just kidding. It's
not good. Pay us, Manscaped.
We use it.
I actually had Manscaped 4.0. Manscaped 1.0,
the lawnmower.
2.0, and 3.0 apparently fucking sucked. But the 4.0 is really good.
Yeah, the lawnmower
4.0.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Oh.
What? Where was it? Where was it? Where was the chain connected to?
Okay, so the chain's connected to the tree.
No, but on the car, did he?
It's gonna be like right here. You see where the mouse is?
Why would you?
I don't know. But
do it again.
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Oh.
Oh, I can pull up my V6. Let me just strap it up. What the fuck? Why are you really trying to pull out a tree with the Kia? What the fuck? What kind of car is that?
No, that's like a Ford. That's like a little Ford Explorer, but like a 2010 maybe.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. It's just very. It's a very small SUV. I need you to kick out of that one.
God, man.
Like,
so
how dumb can we be today?
Yes, yes.
That's
play
what those
stupid games, win stupid prizes.
That's what those people woke up and said today.
Yeah, just won yourself a free fucking back window.
Oh, man. The coughs.
All right.
Okay, I want to learn how to do this. I don't know if this I've ever told you this, but... For a while, I always wished that when I was younger, I learned gymnastics. I've always been like into that. That's like something that you got to like start doing from like a young age, you know, kind of sucks. But this, I feel like I have the potential of learning.
I think it'd be easy to do it like that. Well, let's see that. It's harder to do that.
That's cool, right? That is cool. Can you imagine?
We can just strap it to a tree and just have the mats and we can just do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally have to be leg day every single
day. Oh yeah, it's great. And I would have loved to get into it too, because when I was when I went to A&M, there was, you know, A&M and Corpus, that there was a bunch of like hipster dudes and things that would do that.
Yeah.
And they would always just have it out because there's a bunch of trees and fields everywhere you can do things like that. So they would just have it out, and I've tried it like once just to like, you know, not like
you
jumping.
Just like walking
over. I just like stepped on it, and it's a lot harder than it looks.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot harder than
it
looks.
Oh, it would take so much practice and falling.
Yeah, exactly. But you have those mats, it's fine. But yeah, I used to do that with like rock wall climbing, because I don't like the rock wall climbing with like the straps to you. Or, like, you know, when you were, like, they just, like, rappel down, like, all the things. I like the free climbing. But free climbing, going to do it, like, 25, 30 feet, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you fall into dangerous.
Yeah, you fall into big cushions. But
yeah,
it would be cool, like, I think Get Air had one where it was just a big foam pit.
We went, remember?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so I would love to do something like that.
Yeah.
Again, you know. Yeah. Because I actually went to a gym that had a rock wall in it. It was about 20 feet high, and I would get to the top and I would just like let go.
Yeah.
And you just fall. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I wouldn't mind trying to rock wall. Like if I was, I don't mind being tied, because it would just mean that I could go a little bit taller.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it tied. It's just not as fun to me.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not as thrilling, I guess you can say. Because like you fall. But then you fall on a crash mat. So
yeah.
It's not
exactly
a big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It should be fine.
Yeah. So I would love to
do
that.
We'll do it one day.
I need to build a rock wall out here.
Oh my God. That would be awesome.
Right. Possibilities are endless. But anyway, I mean, so yeah, so I mean, this 23andMe, I mean, it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, this technology wasn't available, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? And now we have the ability to like, and it's only going to get better. I mean, we have the ability to actually look and all these deep insights about ourselves, even those like crazy things. Like I was talking about heights and, you know, technically from my, I'll just, you know, say one thing. I mean, because it's not really part of the whole DNA, but we both have Neanderthal DNA in us.
Yes, 2%.
But I need to see your variant, because apparently the Neanderthal variants are different, because my variant is the one that caused me to not be afraid of heights, to get bit by more mosquitoes, to hold on to possessions, to not have no sense of direction, which is all fucking true.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you have the same variant or it's a little bit different.
It probably is a little bit different, because some of the things that I was getting was like the one that I could think off the top of my head that was like false was like that you tend to not like the smell of asparagus, which I love asparagus. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It's not 100%.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It's only going to get better. But
yeah.
Yeah. So that's just crazy. I mean, before we go into actual breaking down like the percentage that we found out, but is there any other like crazy facts that you found out about your DNA? I mean, of course, there's still it gives you a lot. So there's a lot more than we can look into.
Yeah.
But we're just giving the general scope of what we found out. So what did you find out?
Well, basically, like the only thing that I can think off the top of my head, like I know we said we're not going to go into our percentages, but in order for me to explain, so my main part of me, I'm 34% Native American. And the only thing with that sucks is that I literally would need to, in order to get more information about that, I would need to have either my brother or my father do like a 23andMe test as well. And then they'll be able to like kind of like track it down like farther, because they're like the males, because wasn't it something like that the female doesn't carry like a certain
type
of trait or chromosome, something like that. So that's the only sucky thing is because. Yeah.
So you can trace back what where from.
Yeah, but from the Native American part. Yeah.
But you don't think your family would know back? I mean, because that's the thing like, yeah.
No, that's the thing. That's why I was so like intrigued with like wanting to do these, is because I never like knew anything, because my family never knew anything, you know, other than guessing, you know, like I know my mom had mentioned before, like, hey, like you might be Scottish or Irish.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get into that. And the only thing that my aunt told me was that, yeah, on my dad's side that, you know, I could find some Native American, and that I ended up being, you know, mainly that 34%.
Yeah. And see, cool, with my side, my grandma and my uncle always you know, we're into that culture and what always told us growing up, and you know, it's just cool.
Yeah,
like, on
see,
my side,
cool.
I mean, I guess I could say, yeah, I have 27% Native American,
yeah,
from the Anasazi, way back when they lived in pueblos, in the four corners of America, until the history book says they left for an unknown reason. Well, I wonder why that was. And then they eventually settled in the Rio Grande Valley. So
yeah,
the Anasazi, pretty cool finding. You know, or, you know, basically finding more pieces to the puzzle, basically, as you can say. So it's just really cool. And then you had something else.
Yeah. So that basically, like, so this is mainly from my mom's side. So right under my Native American, I'm 33% British and Irish, you know, which kind of comes like from, you know, those countries over there. And I actually share, or how would I say it? Let me look it up, because I don't want to say it wrong.
Okay, while you're looking it up, I'm just, I mean, of course, we talked about Neanderthals, the Anasazi, and of course, I'm apparently related or have the bloodline, whatever DNA variant of an Irish king called Neo of the Nine Hostages.
Yeah.
Apparently, this dude just had like a shit ton of kids. He traveled everywhere. He went and conquered. He just basically banged everybody. And that's...
You mean, you like raped them, right? It's more like rape. Sorry about that, but...
The history. I mean, honestly, that's why I think you. I mean, like you should teach. I mean, there's watered down history that they teach in school, but like,
yeah.
I mean, we're humans. It is what it is. Just teach how it really fucking was, so people can not have these false perceptions and want to celebrate something like fucking Columbus Day,
right?
Exactly, because of, you know, oh, just he came instead of to America. Yeah, also committed genocide.
Yeah, moment of silence.
Terrible.
So.
But, you know, I guess a segue, that explains my 25% Spanish.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. and then what did you have?
No, so, I just didn't want to word it weird. So basically, like how you mentioned, like you share like the variant with the Neo the Nine Hostages. Mine is actually a prehistoric woman named Ava,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, she's from Northern Scotland. She's actually, buried there, I believe. And she appeared to have lived like 4,500 years ago.
Wow.
And she's apparently is still buried there. So that's like something really cool that like, I would really like to go.
Nice.
Yeah. Go and visit. Just like how I know you stated, like with your, how they stayed in like the four corners, that's actually here in the United States that we can actually go and visit. So that's just like so cool to be able to like, you know, see those things again.
Yeah. And then there is two tribes that are still around that, you know, trace back to the Anasazi. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Contact them. And
that would be cool. Okay, guys. Yeah. So I know I stated 34% Native American, 33% British Irish, 11% Italian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And actually, nice. I actually am very upset at myself because for the longest time since I was little, I have used pasta sauce out of a can. And I am disgusted with myself.
Oh, my God.
Because my 11% of Italian says that I should be making sauces from scratch. So from now on, here on out, no more ragu.
God, that's what you associate.
No more progressive.
11% Italian. That's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then basically from there on out, the remaining 22%, I can just list them. French.
Oh yeah, because basically, yeah, we're basically only saying everything over 10%. Anything under 10%, we broke down into a separate category. So everything you have under 10% makes up actual 22% of the whole picture.
Exactly.
So go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So 22% altogether. French, German, Finnish, like Finland.
Oh, nice.
Ashkenazi Jewish.
Oh, wow.
Northern Asian, Egyptian. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Sub-Saharan African.
Wow.
So that's what that 22% is going to make
up
of.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe the Sub-Saharan African, like apparently, because like that they believe that's like kind of where life started. So I believe everyone having.
Everybody has just a little bit.
Yeah. Including all those bigot Trump supporters. Yeah. Do a DNA test. I bet you got some Sub-Saharan
African. You'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, exactly. Those assholes. Anyway. Yeah. No, but that's
terrible.
Pretty interesting. Is there anything in your list that like surprised you that you didn't think?
I really was not expecting the Native American, and that's gonna be
really?
Like the main part.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't expect it, and I didn't expect you to have more than me.
Right? I couldn't believe it either. I was thinking I was gonna be more of like I kind of expected British and Irish,
mm-hmm.
right, a little bit. But I actually thought I was gonna be more like Spanish type.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when the results came back and
Yeah, not even, like I said, they're not 100% because there was, when I first got my results, they were different. And then like a couple weeks later, they update.
Yeah.
You know, I guess when the technology changes, it updates. So
yeah,
that's just how it goes. So for me, of course, 27% Native American, 25% Spanish, 18% Central and South Asian, 11% Western Asian and North African. I don't know why they categorize those together. I guess because they're close together. So like I said, they don't know the whole thing. So around that area.
Yeah.
And then everything that I have under 10% makes up the last 19%, which is Italian, Irish, Filipino,
ooh,
Southern Indian, Sub-Saharan African.
Wow. But yeah, the Filipino, that's Indian. Cool.
Yeah. The, the Filipino was that was the one that surprised me the most.
Yeah. Oh, so that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, yeah.
Nice. I mean I'm just
Western Asian and North African. That's more like Persian.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, Persian area. So
yeah.
But it's close to Egypt as well, and it's like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So we're like neighbors.
Yeah.
Our ancestors are like neighbors.
Or our ancestors from 1,000 years ago are neighbors. But yeah.
It's fine.
That's cool. So it's kind of cool, like with me, like, I don't know, like it's because on one side of my family, I guess like my mother's side, ancestors from that side of the world, and then on my dad's side, ancestors from right here. It's crazy.
One other thing about the report that like kind of like just freaks me out is like all of like the cousins and stuff that it finds for you.
Oh my gosh, they like, that's the one thing that is annoying, because literally they'll match you with people that have 0.1% of like the matching DNA. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna talk to my fucking seventh cousin and be like, hey, we're not 23andMe.
Yeah, I already got an email saying somebody wants to connect with me and like my third to sixth cousin.
Yeah,
I'm like,
people
want
to connect with me from like in other countries. I'm like, oh. I do not want to, like, you know,
right?
Steal my credit card information, bro.
Jesus.
Hello, my seventh cousin just stole my credit card.
Stole my entire identity. Yeah.
How did you give him access to that? I connected with him on 23andMe.
He literally would blame you. They'd be like, well, what the fuck?
Oh, God. That's hilarious. Were you expecting to find, like, a long-lost sibling or something in your 23andMe?
No, because I feel like I would know something like that. Yeah. It's maybe, well, if
maybe
you're like,
they haven't done their test yet.
That's honestly very true. Mm-hmm. Also,
because you'll get notifications say you have new relatives on there.
Yeah. Could you imagine like getting on, like waking up and like seeing a notification like, hey, you have a brother or you have a sister.
That's fucking crazy.
Or you have like a, I don't know, niece, nephew. Do they do stuff like that?
No, I mean, you have to look and it'll show the relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy. So yeah, I mean, I guess this episode was pretty much an advertisement for 23andMe, but no, it really is cool. I mean, check it out.
It really is cool to be able to like actually get to like discover yourself.
Right. Yeah. And then of course they know more information, but they fucking lock it. They're like, oh, pay $150 and we'll tell you if you can have cancer, if you have a likelihood to have cancer.
Oh,
likelihood,
yeah, like
to
the
have
health version.
A disease, a likelihood to die within the next 5 to 10 years. We won't tell you. We have the information, but pay an extra $150 and we'll let you know if you can live or not.
We'll let you know if you have 6 months to live.
God. That's just, that part's sick, but hey, I guess that's how big businesses make more money. I would like to do like an ancestry one or something like that, just to see how accurate
it
is. If it's like different.
If it's completely different, I'll sue. I'd be so, so pissed. I'd be like, who am I? I would literally, you find me up in the courtroom with my suit papers in hand. And I'm like, who am I? That's how I start off my opening argument.
These companies made me lose who it was. Oh, God, you have to testify.
Yes, exactly. Would you testify for me?
Yeah, because you lost it, Your Honor.
Yeah. Who is she, Your Honor?
I don't know who she is anymore.
I don't know who she is anymore, literally, because of ancestry.
I just can't look at her the same. I can't look at her without knowing who she is. What do I do, Your Honor? Tell me. Do I just move on with my life? Seeing her fall apart like this every day? You give her $1 million. Something like that.
For my troubles.
For her troubles.
Thanks, babe.
For the pain and the suffering.
Thanks, babe, being there for me.
You have it so hard, don't you? I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
Oh, but yeah, people, I know this is kind of a it's a late episode. My voice sounds crappy, but my throat hurts, my head hurts, everything hurts.
Yeah.
It's a sign of a successful weekend. So yeah, hitting our music.
Hangover.
Stop the music.
Stop the music.
Yeah, that was, you have anything to say?
No.
Okay, hit the music again. Anyway, people, they're hitting our music. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, we're going to have a great show for you next time. We're going to be back on our two-week schedule. We came back on the weekly schedule. Now, next week, we're going to be back on the two-week schedule. Everything's rising up. Things are getting better.
I rise up. I rise like the day. I rise up.
Me lighter. Yeah. Anyway, peace and love, and you, we're here from the soon.
Bye, guys.